I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, my darlings. It's me, Anna Mann, actress, singer, welder. Gotta have a backup. I've been in everything, my darlings, and I've been cut from most things. However, I will not be cut from one thing, and that is my own podcast, Talking to Actors with Anna Mann, where I meet those rarest of creatures, the actors. That's Talking to Actors on the Great Big Owl.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Okay, welcome back to the second part of Curse of Strictly for week 4 of series 18 of Strictly Come Dancing.
Wow.
She is Julia Rayside.
I'm Mark Haynes.
And welcome to the podcast. We are going to do something we're both looking forward to very, very much. And that is talk about Bill Bailey and Otie dancing their couple's choice.
Yep.
They are the sixth set out, and they are number one in the nation's heart.
They certainly are, and ever shall be. They danced to Rapper's Delight, which, in case you didn't know, was Tess Daly's favourite song. Although I wish we'd cut away. Apparently she was dancing along with them. I just wrote, I don't ever want this to stop. I don't ever want this to stop. He is amazing. They talked afterwards about how every beat of that was a move, was choreographed. There was no time for him to stop, regroup. He was just hammering away at this incredibly complicated routine, props at points. Actually, I got annoyed with the props because I just wanted to see him dancing because he was so on top of his game. Just
completely.
So brilliant to watch.
I was hoping that they were going to get those newspapers and chuck them over their shoulder
totally.
And go. By the time he was on the telephone, I was thinking, oh God, I'm a bit worried that Craig is going to go, you know, you had all this nonsense going on.
You're wasting time with stuff.
I was really worried about that.
Me too.
Jeez-o, was this a transcendent dance.
It was just glorious, wasn't it? Everything about it. The costume people, I guess, I mean, when there's certainly a dance like that, lots of side by side, they seem to be going quite heavy on the same sex couple vibe and just dressing them the same. So Jamie and Karen obviously dressed the same this week. Bill and Otie were in matching kind of zoot suits with sort of fedoras. That they looked cool as F.
Like they really did.
Brilliant.
They really did. And I laughed during this, and I found myself laughing. And it's a really unusual thing where you're laughing, not because
but he's not
is
going
funny.
For laughs. He's never going
no,
to laugh.
No, you're laughing because you're so happy. You're so happy for them. You're so happy that you're getting to
Completely.
See it. You're so surprised every week that they get better and better and better.
Yeah.
You go in going, I hope this isn't the week it goes wrong. And every week it becomes the week where it gets better.
I haven't
just
disliked
delightful.
Any one of their dances or even felt slightly like, oh, that could have been better. He is a phenomenon. And every week, obviously, every couple at some point either says or is told, you work so hard, we work so hard. Of course they're all working so hard. I'd say even Jimmy Biscuits, God love him, is working hard. But, but Bill, just slightly older, I don't know in what kind of shape he was in sort of aerobically before this started, but how the bloody hell is he doing that?
I mean, I think it must just be, you know, his hobbies are bird watching, so he's up early in the morning.
He's
traipsing out into the middle of the... But I think he's also doing festivals and stuff.
Yeah,
and if you're going to your festivals and you're doing an hour-long show and things,
if you're on stage,
keep you pretty trim.
Yeah, true
I think
enough.
He's obviously just also a creative dynamo, and he's just fascinated. He's got hobbies. All men should have hobbies, by the way.
Yeah.
Really, really important. I think he's just kept himself active, lithe, and he's interested. And he's interested in doing this well. The thing I really liked about this is when they bring in Rapper's Delight. Gonna have to pay a royalty now, but it was worth it because that was a beautiful cover. to do a song like that on Strictly Come Dancing with an older guy, and it not be done ironically, where
Absolutely.
They're not dressed up in neon things with a big Flavor Flav clock
no.
and throwing hand signs. To do it and just go, we'll use the music. It doesn't matter that we don't have to pretend that we're in a hip-hop video. I thought it was done so stylishly and so It was just pro. I loved it was everything so about pro. It.
It reminded me a lot of, although it was a different dance style, do you remember, just because it was one of the iconic Strictly dances, Faye from Steps doing the Couple's Choice, where they did that kind of amazing Fosse thing with the long plait, and she did like some dancing with her and stuff. And they're both just in identical suits and dark glasses. It just had a vibe of, I don't know, there was something really classy, really sort of, I don't know, just very cool about it. Even at the end when he stops, you know, arms folded with his glasses on upside down. Just
mwah,
chef's kiss all round.
They're great. I'm going to say that, you know, again, the first week they did this, the judges were so unsure that what they'd seen, they couldn't work out whether it was good or whether Bill Bailey had just sort of skidded around and it happened to look like dance.
Yes.
Now they are absolutely 100% on side. I don't
he's
know
matching
quite why
that
it's taken
girl
him this long.
Toe to toe. Absolutely impossibly.
Who is probably the best of the female dancers when it comes to actually getting out there and doing
She's
it.
Terrific.
And you've got a man in his 60s, just or late 50s.
I think he's in his 50s, isn't he? Yeah.
Matching her step for step.
The early bit where
they do a dance, a move which I thought was phenomenal, is they're sort of swinging their arms up as their legs are still moving.
Oh, that was brilliant. And his footwork was identical to hers. Yeah.
I cannot see how he does it.
No,
it's too quick.
It didn't
it's all
look
just
real.
Too quick. If I can't see it when I watch it back on TV, how is he actually doing it?
God,
it just
knows.
Blew my mind.
It was amazing.
And Shirley said to him, "You are the real deal. I'm in awe."
She Anton was on her
said,
feet.
Unbelievable. And Craig said, "Bill Bailey, I absolutely love the amount of detail. You hit every single line. Unbelievable."
Called him the king of pop and lock, which I like.
The
as
king
well.
Of pop and lock.
Very
eight,
nice.
An eight from Craig, a 10 and a 9.
And again, you get the impression that Anton
didn't want to overplay his hand.
But he should have put the 10 in there. Should have been, anyway.
And to get an 8 on a night when Craig was in such a sort of, you know, I will show
oh,
you
Oh, he was
mood.
Out for blood. So, yes, that
really
was a pretty strong score from Craig. Upstairs, when they go and talk to Claudia, again, he's just very formal. And he's either got his hands behind his back and he just sort of, I don't know what's going on in his mind. Maybe he's still just, you know, trying, because he's so focused when he's dancing. I do think it takes him a little time to come out of it again and just to relax. Mm. So he stands respectfully, listens to the judges. He's terribly polite. And then I think something just unplugs, or maybe it's just his genius comic timing. And he just kind of fell over and Claudia completely lost it. He fell towards her. She had to back away, pretending to try and keep 2 metres away. She got lost in the glitter balls. Everyone's dying laughing. It was just a lovely moment. And
he's a proper entertainer. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
I was watching this actually, and it was quite funny because when you have, I think there'd been a long line of JJ, Maisie, Max George, Ranveer.
Yeah.
And these are all people who do jobs on TV, but what they aren't is entertainers.
No,
and
no.
I found myself thinking, actually, you know, you need more people like Bill Bailey.
You need Bill Bailey, you need Anton. They were the winners of this episode, I think, weren't they? Because you're right, they bring the entertainment.
Yeah, it's fine to have one or, you know, one sportsman, one presenter. But at the minute, we are having sort of six or seven presenters.
Yes.
Or, you know, voices. And I think, you know, it's only when Bill Bailey comes in, you go, oh, yes, I'd forgotten what actually entertainers
it's such a relief, isn't it? I know, it really is.
Really is.
So that was Dance of the Night for me. Among some, and there was one other that I think probably even Stevens for me, Clara and Aliash, which we'll come to, which I just... Oh, wow. I love that.
Mm.
But yeah, I just think if he's not in the final, then something's gone horribly wrong. And I just hope Bill can keep this up because he is
If he gets to the final, he is going to win this show.
Do you think so?
And OT is going to be a double winner because can you imagine the public voting for Maisie over Bill Bailey? Bill Bailey is the first funny person we've had who can actually do this.
He can really do it. Oh, God, it's a joy.
The real thing is, as soon as it gets into the viewers' things, who is going to beat Bill Bailey?
I know,
who is
right?
going to
in
vote for
of...
Max George over Bill Bailey?
No, that's true. In terms of people at home picking up their phones, wow, I mean...
I think he is absolutely a non-ironic good choice to get to the
Please
final.
don't, in case you jinx it. I couldn't bear it if this didn't happen now. We're getting carried away. We need to calm down. Next up, this is turning into Caroline and Johannes are next. They're doing a waltz. Caroline's story is turning into a bit of a sort of, I mean, we're you know, in the middle of the run, but it's a bit of a plateau because I think in terms of how she is every week, There's still a reticence and a kind of, it's all beautiful and placed and polite and gorgeous, but not really exuberant or really letting her love for dance come out. It's not quite demonstrating what's going on inside.
I like the combination. I love Johannes. Mm-hmm. I like their friendship and their partnership.
Yeah.
What they are doing now is they are just putting some forgettably good dances together.
Yeah.
Where... again, you know, the song here is, you know, Woman, Don't You Know With yeah. You I'm Born. And it's just, that seems, even that choice of song, that just doesn't really have peaks. And it's really good and everyone knows it's good, but it's no one's favourite. And I think no. that there's, she's fine. I'm losing interest in the story that she is, I really want to do this.
So I think
because every week
missing,
it's the same note that she's,
but
that she's bringing.
From this routine, I think what was missing was that song's sort of very... I'm pretty sure I've seen Strictly Couples dance to it before. And yeah. there's a lot of longing and yearning in it. So it's a very kind of the things we can't say, the kind of... It's a the character of that song, perhaps, never mind the dance, is that someone is kind of impassioned and longing for their person. And she's just, not just, but, you know, she chose to act it just in a kind of very romantic, sweet way. But I wasn't getting loads of connection between them this week.
No.
And I'm getting a lot of like, oh, darling, I love you. No, darling, I love you. But I'm not getting like a full on love connection. When you're dancing, the thing that would have been catastrophic had Katia and Nicola ever been allowed to do this, that they needed to be a kind of romantic couple. And this yeah. week, weirdly, I didn't buy it. I see that they love each other, they're having a real laugh in training and stuff, but I wanted to see a connection between them because this waltz is very romantic and I didn't really feel it at all.
No, I didn't. I mean, you know, look, this is a waltz. It was always going to be one I slightly struggled to enjoy. But I just, I don't know. There is actually, this was the first week that when they came in, I thought, oh, it's Caroline Aww. And Johannes.
You See, know? The thing is, they did put in there, and by the way, I put at the beginning of my notes every week, I'm still laughing at her leg extension. Whenever the opening credits come up, every time she does it and then fans herself as her leg goes higher and higher, I yeah. laugh. It's involuntary. I can't help it. I think she just aced that. And they did put, because it seems to be her signature move now, very much like, you know, Debbie McGee, once we all realised she was an insane dancer, like a really good dancer,
yeah.
her legs were up by her ears constantly. They've realised... Caroline is incredibly flexible, ex-ballerina, and just can really do that thing with her leg. So they did cleverly put that into the choreography of the dance.
I don't know what it is about them. I sort of feel almost like there's sort of sorrow when I see them. Aww. But I feel like, I don't know, I don't look forward to seeing them dance at the minute.
I'm looking forward to some kind... There's something that's got to break, some dam that yeah. has to break to allow her... to yeah. just unlock whatever it is that's missing in her performance. And I'm not sure if after 4 weeks, 5 weeks, that that's going to happen now, or whether she's no. just reached emotionally where she wants to, where she feels comfortable, and she doesn't want to go beyond that. I don't know. I mean, maybe it could be a Latin dance or something. I think probably she's due a Latin next week, isn't she? That's probably going to be a bit make or break for her, I regret to say.
I mean, I don't often say this, but I actually think she could do with something that was a bit fun.
Yeah.
I think they've become very much... like late 19th century Habsburgs in a sort of empty
I know
like
what
empty
you mean. It's all a bit genteel.
Castle. It
I
is.
Think, do you know it's... what? Next week, the dream ticket would be if she had a Charleston. Not a jive. Not something that... I mean, the Charleston's are very physically like
100%
exhausting.
Good idea.
But that
yeah.
would be freaking awesome. If she could dress up in some kind of fun costume and be charming and funny and the comic actress that she is, that could yeah. that could turn it around for her. Whatever that pellet is up her ass needs to come
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
Because it's just holding her back.
She needs to relax the yeah, hell up.
She does. Which is so easy to do, Mark. If we can do it, why can't she?
I'd like Couples Choice to just be disco, school disco.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get her dressed up and dance into the Grange Hill theme. That'll let her hair down. And then next week we can all relax. Big CGI sausage coming
you
in.
You could Charleston to that, actually. That's entirely possible. I'm no musical expert, but I can see it. I can see it now. But anyway, it was lovely, but it wasn't anything more than that. And they got one extra point. They got 2 7s and an 8, which means yeah. they get 21 every week. This week they got 22. So, you know.
Yeah. This to me certainly didn't feel like the best dance they've done in the series. But
no,
technically,
and there's nothing
it probably
wrong
was.
With it. But they're doing no. the same thing every week, and something that, good needs
that,
to happen.
That's
week.
Dangerous, isn't it? That's dangerous,
so
isn't
dangerous.
It? When you are just doing the same thing every week, and it's perfectly good.
Yeah,
and perfectly good is never great.
No,
you know,
if they Charleston her up next week, it's going to be a different story. I tell you this. I hope they listen to this podcast.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name is David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world.
You add any noises?
What about a door creaking?
You don't have to do it.
That weird kadoonk that lights going off makes for some reason in films.
All Rather Mysterious.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The couple's number eight is Jimmy Biscuit and Karen, who are doing a samba.
Or samba.
I mean, look, I don't think that Karen looks happy about having Jimmy Biscuits. And I think two things have slightly changed.
She looks happier now.
She looks happy now because, I mean, we talked about before the friend zone rumba. It could be nothing better than going, do you know who we should dress as for this dance where we mirror each other? You go, what about we're two amigos?
Oh, God.
It really is that thing of going, like the three amigos. Remember what, Jamie? Good friends they were. Good friends who never succumbed to baser instincts. So, you know, I found it very much dressing them the same as well as her going, I am in no way sexy. She is not dressed at all spectacularly.
She hasn't,
series.
Has she? She's covering herself up. And, you know, just basically desexualizing herself.
Completely. And I think that's the wisest thing to do.
To be quite clear.
I mean, if you'd have been told last year, that there's a same-sex couple in Strictly next year, and they'd shown you this photo and said, I've gone to the future, this is them a week four, you'd go, oh, yeah, that's the same-sex couple. They looked identical. She is very much keeping him at arm's length with the sort of the comic and the fun side. But he has obviously turned a corner, and I don't mean that as in it's not suddenly he's become good. I think he's panicked.
Oh no, it's clear what's happened for
sure. His agent has pulled him up and said, you are going to go out unless you pull your finger out. You're not as well liked as you think you are, young man.
So the Jamie story this week has well, it's taken on a new dimension. Well, it hasn't, but obviously, if you're tuning in, not for the first time, you're probably going to expect a torrent of invective now, just like me, just basically just purging myself for the next sort of 10 minutes. I'm not going to do that. So there's a friend of ours, I think you know him too, is a nice man called John, who I didn't realise is working on the VTs on Strictly this year. He's a very good TV director. This is the job he's doing this series. And he sort of cottoned onto the podcast and said, oh, no, he's the most beloved man on set. Everyone in the studio loves him. All the pros and celebs are completely Team Jamie. I saw on Instagram this week he's been sending out his Candy Kittens branded sweets to all of the other cast members. Anyone who likes sweets, he's been sending them his sweets. The charm offensive is off the charts. Like they all adore him. Mm. So from now on, so do I. I adore him. I'm going to vote for him every week. And I'm going to vote for him when he eventually becomes Prime Minister, which he will do in 10 to 20 years.
What's going on here?
Yeah, I love him. I just really love Jamie. And I'm just so happy for him. And I think he's great.
Do they really say he's nice?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No. He is beloved. Like, a de facto leader. They adore him. They actually adore him.
Oh, I mean, I've also been watching a lot of Handmaid's Tale, and I do see I do see sort of like similarities where men who get a little bit like, you know, popular, you know how it ends, Julia, you know
I
how
do.
It ends.
I do. And you know what? I won't be sorry that I voted him, even when he's taking away my you know, the next generation's right to abortion. I'll be glad that I voted for him. I'll be celebrating him as the leader we all needed.
I did notice the very, what I would say is a public school thing.
Yeah.
At the end, he thanked everybody in the room. So,
so
he was
humble.
Like, you know,
isn't he humble? So, I love how he's so humble.
It's a public school thing where you know that ordinary people like it when you say, and haven't you all worked hard?
Yeah,
and
it's you really don't not understand. Us, it's those guys. They're amazing.
You don't understand why they like it, but you've seen other people do it.
Yep.
And you go, the dirt people liked it. The dirt people liked it. So it's slightly like that thing of, again, sending out your sweets and stuff and, you know, look at me.
Is it sort of like Boris clapping the NHS? Is that what it reminded you of?
Yeah, it reminds me of that deeply.
I think you're wrong, Mark. I think he's sincere in everything he says and does, and I love him, and I'm going to vote for him every week. And when he's taking away my right to abortion, I'm going to vote for him again. As long as he keeps the sweets coming, I love him.
I'll give you two packs of sweets for two votes. Yay!
Okay, I can't do this anymore. I can't do it anymore. Anyway,
why am I having to wear a red shift? Why is my name Goody Joel?
So it was interesting that he basically did, and I'm pretty sure this is the choreographers just having a secret jib at him, that he did a whole routine relying on mirroring, because that's what narcissists do to get you to love them. Anyway, I think I proved my point. So they look like weird twins. They did this dance. In all honesty, if I didn't think he was a crazy person, I would look at this dance on face value and say, he's still quite uncomfortable to watch for me. I don't think he looks relaxed or like he's doing it naturally.
Not at all.
But by God, he's working his arse off. And he literally was at points working his arse, you know, with those bum wobbles, whatever they're called. Yeah, exactly. Craig admired his booty action. Anton said he was fabulous. Shirley said there was great content in the dance and that they make a really good team. I was just looking at the two dancers they were describing and thinking, good team? Like, she's clearly just, you know, having to bark at him, boss him around, get his focus back onto the job at hand. I think you're right. I don't think she's having a great time. I think she's just relieved that now at least he seems to be listening more, because that will keep her on the screen longer. I think that's literally it. I'm sorry to be brutal, but I think that's what's going on here.
He is triumphalist as well about this whole thing.
Oh, because he realises he's worked out what he's got to do. It turns out it's the work, Jamie. You have to do the work.
But again, he didn't have that thing of, I understand now, it clicks and I've got it. He was like, I knew I could do it. I told you I'd do it.
Completely.
I said I'd do it. I've done it. Here I am. That was great. Yeah. You can't say it wasn't great.
He's willing to assault with the golden ticket. Doesn't matter how he got it, he fucking got it.
Yeah, exactly that.
All these women weeping.
I feel
weeping
for Karen Howard. She looks,
yeah.
The sadness in her eyes is a phrase I always think about when I see Karen Howard doing this.
Kay Burley stat.
Even when she's happy, she looks desperately unhappy.
I agree.
I think, obviously, she's having a time of this one.
Well, yeah, she's making the best of it. By God, she's making the best of it. But it's it doesn't
look
like
a picnic. Two eights and a nine.
Yes.
25. I mean, it's a big score.
Way overscored. He does not look comfortable. He's not a natural dancer. He was doing the moves, I agree. But I did not see that as a dance, per se. I don't think he was dancing. He was just doing what he was ordered to do.
Here's something you're going to love. Okay. Craig thought that dance was just as good as Bill and Otis.
Jesus fucking Christ, pardon my French. I hope you don't listen with your children. But what the actual... Jesus,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Jesus Christ. Mm.
I could almost smell those little sweeties coming off Craig's breath. Those, what are they, pretty kitties?
Candy
don't say
kitten.
The
no, don't promote them.
I know someone who has tried candy kittens, actually. It might not be related.
They're in a lot of petrol stations.
they had diarrhea for 18 days.
There you go.
Don't know if that's candy kittens. Absolutely not saying
but
that. But they had some candy kittens. They'd had some other food. I remembered the candy kittens and they had diarrhea for 18
Mark,
days.
Mark, it's fairly obvious that he's putting something in those sweets to make us all comply. Have you seen the Demon Headmaster? Have you seen who's in 10 Downing Street at the moment? I'm just saying... Be careful what you wish for. If you like having dominion over your own body and you're a woman. Anyway, to carry on.
About a woman with dominion over her own body.
Hello!
Hello, Clara Amfo. And Ali Ash doing a Charleston.
It's so brilliant. It's so great. It was the greatest. And what happened this week was... And Shirley all but admitted what had happened, although the reason for it is still unclear, apart from, I don't know, racism maybe, or just
they'd
them
made
not
their
liking her for no apparent reason. Or maybe she smells, I don't know. But so Clara and Aliash come out, they knock the Charleston through the back wall of the studio. It's just insanely good. She looks like Josephine Baker because the styling's very, you know, jazz era. She just looks amazing. She dances those steps like a pro. And then Shirley says, I've marked you really low every week. I've marked you like with sixes mostly.
Yeah.
I can't believe I've done that. It's like, they've all woken up. She's been dancing like this every week for my money. And yeah. The judges suddenly could see what she was doing when the weeks before they were, what were they, just hypnotised watching somebody else? Like, I don't know what's gone on there.
Yeah.
Either that or it's a setup to give her her moments of triumph after bashing her down every week.
I've never quite seen what you've seen in her, I've got to say. I've never quite seen it. Now, this dance was phenomenal.
It was great.
Absolutely great. I mean, I love the fact that it went wrong at the point when the dance had ended.
Aww.
So at the end, I presume she was supposed to like flick a little bit of sort of mineral
spray
water.
Him with perfume or something. Yeah,
a little spritz of whatever. And all she did was just get Ali Ash and jab him in the eye.
Yeah.
That was great. But that was almost good in a way because you're like, well, you've done the dance. That cannot count.
Doesn't
that
matter.
Was just business.
Just doesn't really matter at all. Yeah.
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was fast. It was brilliant. She looks incredible. What was funny is you suddenly went, there's a woman in this competition who I almost had forgotten was in this competition.
Yeah.
Because she came out with a dance like that and you were like, where did that come from?
Just, well, obviously I didn't think that. I was like, and there you go. Now the scales have fallen from your eyes. You can finally see her. But this did not help with my leg obsession this week. She did that thing like the sexy ladies do in pop videos where she covered herself in some sort of lovely margarine or something.
Yeah.
So she glowed, she shone
they
like
were
a goddess.
Glossy legs.
She just
they
so
were
perfect.
Gloss. Those legs of death, said Charlie. Which, I mean, someone at some point needs to step in and just go, right, stop, I know it's live, stop, I know it's live. What did that mean?
What
did that mean? Did you mean she's got killer legs and
yes,
you got it wrong?
I think
but
that's what...
Legs of Death sounds like a Sven Hassel novel.
Like what it's like that woman in James Bond who finishes men off with her thighs.
Yeah, exactly
not
that, you know.
Way, like kills them, oh Jesus Christ.
You know, I glanced down at the legs of a dame and I could see they were legs of death. It was... just strange. I mean,
Craig,
really odd.
Very odd. Craig said, I don't want to see that dance again until
the final.
Suddenly, he's been a complete shit to her for
hasn't
4 weeks and suddenly
yeah.
he decides to heap praise on her. I don't know what's gone on. Something weird's happening. Shirley said, as Paul mentioned, she referred to her low scoring for Clara up till now.
Yeah.
Said it was brilliant. And Anton said they topped off the night beautifully. They didn't seem to have a lot of time for judges' comments at the end of the show. They'd paced it wrongly.
No.
And it felt like, it's like, you, in a noise, in an exhalation, just like quickly sum up what you thought of her in not
yeah,
very
and,
much
and
time.
And considering we were supposed to have one extra dance in this
yes.
show.
Yes, yeah.
The timing went all to cock for
it
no
really
apparent
did.
Reason.
Very
I
strange.
I can't see where they lost a load of it.
No,
but,
it seemed a terrible rush at the end. She was in shock because she has just been taking a lot of bad comments from the judges. She was
yeah.
reeling. She clearly couldn't quite
oh, and,
get
and
her head
she
back.
Was
she
also
was in tears.
So emotional about
yeah.
it. But again, these can be like really unhealthy relationships where you're
totally
trying your
abusive.
Hardest and the judge is like, you know, like Shirley,
yeah.
just having that thing of going, I see now my previous behaviour. It's like a statement you make when you've, you know, been caught out.
Really?
I see my previous behaviour was not in lines with the marking system of Strictly Come Dancing, and I will do
Mark,
my best going forward.
It's clear what's happened, Mark. She's listened to this podcast. It's very clear to me what's happened.
I would bet you £100 that Shirley Ballas would not be able to access a podcast. Someone will say to her, it's like a tape on a Walkman, only it lives inside the computer. And she'll go, right. How do I turn it over, though? How does it get turned over?
Let's play the other side. What's happened is, this felt very much like Scrooge waking up on Christmas morning and being relieved not to be sucked into a grave with clawing hands and asking for the biggest turkey in the window. She's the error of her ways. It might have well been emblazoned across her face. She
yeah.
realised she'd been a cock and she was decided to make amends. So the scoring was just a sudden outpouring of love and affection
yeah.
and appreciation. 9 from Craig, which means you know what's coming.
Yeah.
2 tens. A 9 and 2 tens.
Do you know, I was really worried that Anton would have been doing his same thing of just going,
I
don't want to be the one who keeps giving out tens. And it would have been a 9, a 10, and
oh.
Anton would have gone, I'm really sorry about this, I've given you an 8. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
To end any show with 2 tens, to end it with a 9 and 2 tens.
Yeah.
And then to end it with a 9 and 2 tens for someone who has struggled actually sort of break through in the minds of the judges.
Yeah.
With a dance that was just absolutely, you know, to do that dance and be the best on a show that included also that Bill Bailey routine.
Oh my God, yes.
Included against all the odds Jimmy Biscuits, which they loved and was decent. The people that you're up against, you know, to be the top of the leaderboard at the end of that is remarkable.
Completely. They've got they the producers know what they've got because they obviously saw those dancers in rehearsal and they put and Bill Bailey certainly after the Hinge of the episode and to close the show with that, they knew that was going to go down an absolute storm, and it bloody did. And then Motsi, who's obviously in isolation for 2 weeks because she went to Germany, was whizzed in on a video call, and it was great. It was all, it turned into a tribute from her to Clara. I don't know if that was planned or she was just supposed to say hi at the end.
Yeah.
But she was really emotional. Clara was crying again, and she said brilliantly, like, you know, now we've seen you do this, you've got to keep it up because now we know you can. And it was just a really nice kind of, finally they're encouraging her. They've encouraged that blonde fop week in, week out, as he fills his nappy and stomps around the floor. Craig apparently can't tell that he's not good at dancing when he can tell everybody else is, you know, not a professional. But this week, they finally decided to offer her encouragement. I don't know why, but bloody well about time, I say.
And can I just give a great shout out to Motsi, because I loved it that we went to her house and she was like, do you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to put my weave in.
Screw
if I'm not
you.
On real TV, I'm just going to
make it. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. You get lipstick and I'm gonna make it dark so I don't even have to do foundation.
Yeah, it was nice. It was actually a good call to bring her in rather than just make it the kind of the Anton show, because in a way I'd like all five of them to be judges. I'm sorry, all four of them to be judges when she comes back. I think he's more than earned that. I think because Bruno's not there, why not just have Anton at the end? He could fall off a chair easily, I'm
completely.
Sure.
I think if the BBC are going to do anything, I think, you know, you don't just go, he's here as a stand-in. He's not one of the American guests that you get in for a fun week.
Hell no. He should be on the lineup, I think.
Put him in. It will all come down to what Bruno's contract, how long it runs for.
Exactly.
That's going to be the issue, isn't
it? When does Dancing with the Stars finish in America, basically? And then he's presumably on the first plane back, isolated for 2 weeks. It's not going to be enough time, is there, to get to the end of the series? It's a shorter series. There's your answer.
It's looking towards next year, and I think, you know, I think everyone would agree, even if you like Bruno. I mean, I don't think there's any reason to keep having him on year after year after year after year when you could be bringing in Anton.
And there's no need to have that dynamic anymore where Anton gets the eldest lady dancer, where Anton gets the oldest celebrity female.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of, I'm done with that now. I thought I could live with that forever and ever and ever. He's clearly suddenly at home. He wants to be on the judging panel. And if that's what he wants, he's earned it. Give it to him.
I mean, he's earned it so much because of doing, 5-6 years of diminishing returns.
Yeah.
And you're always given the clunker. And he's a professional. It must be excruciatingly embarrassing to be always the first or third or fourth out.
I think Emma Barton was the last time, the EastEnders actress Emma Barton was the last time he was really given a fair shout. And it must be a bit, come on.
There was a tiny little bit with Maisie, actually, I'd forgotten about, where Emma Barton just came on and Maisie said, so have you got any advice for me for doing the, what was it, cha-cha? Or whatever.
Yeah, the cha-cha.
Emma Barton just went, she said, yes, just enjoy yourself. And I really thought to myself, are you seriously not going to help me? Are you even listening to what I said? Can you help me with the cha-cha? Just enjoy yourself. Why didn't you just hang up? Why didn't you just reject my call?
A lot.
Enjoy myself. Why don't you just, get 3 tens. Yeah, cheers, Barton. Jesus Christ. Delete my number.
Do the dance. Go out there and just do a dance. Do one.
If at any point you can just begin flying under your own steam, that would be impressive. Yeah, cheers, Barton. Yep.
Oh, dear.
Just click that block. Barton, lovely.
It wasn't super helpful, was it? Bless her.
No. Okay, so that is the runners and rioters in American in week 4 of Strictly Come Dancing.
We are actually going to be back. Burgers, size of a dinner plate.
Size of a bin lid.
I'm sorry, bin, yes, of course.
The important thing that you need to know is you might be thinking, these came out earlier today, but they didn't talk about who went. We will be back this evening,
yes,
the moment that Strictly Come Dancing ends, to talk about who has gone.
Mm-hmm.
So, American again. So you can find
out.
Do you know what? As soon as I hear the word gone, I'm thinking about Jason Bell. Well, I'm just riding into the sunset. Poor Jason Bell.
Thank you, ma'am.
But we'll be back to talk about them. Who do you think is going to be up in the dance-off?
Well, obviously, you know, not Jamie, anyone but Jamie. I couldn't bear it if Jamie were. But other than that, though, that's a tricky one. I think Max and Diane, I don't think necessarily.
My wife went straight for Max and Diane. She thinks that they are going to be in trouble because there are people who are better. There are people who are you root for more.
There are people who found themselves between those two things. I'm worried about Caroline this week, just a little. Mm. I think maybe she has enough support. And Johanna certainly does. But I'm just a little bit worried that she's starting to plateau and be a bit forgettable, which is not good.
I'd say, even though people are very affectionate towards her, I think Ranveer has got to be a bit careful about
this.
Again,
forgot her dance this week, yeah.
In any other weeks, you'd say, if JJ found himself in the bottom two, then because of the distance between his marks and anyone else's, he would be sent home.
Yep.
And I just feel that, no one is going to vote against him because of the huge PR campaign that's been waged on his behalf.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, they want him in for as long as possible, don't they?
Yeah, looking at the thing, really, you're going to be losing someone who's good.
I think will lose someone.
That's the reality, because the only person who isn't what you'd term at least good stroke very good is JJ.
JJ and Jamie, I think the weakest two dancers in the competition now are JJ and Jamie.
But this isn't his week to go, unfortunately, is it?
JJ will be anywhere near the bottom two this week. And Jamie, I think, has done that thing where he's bounced back the way rich people do.
Why is 2020 all about things going wrong? Why can't we have a little bit of natural justice?
Well, there's a vaccine. Come on, there's a vaccine.
Oh, I've not seen it yet. I'm sitting here.
You'll be the last
dying
to
for
see
me
it,
vaccine.
Mark. Yeah, no, exactly.
You're hungry for it. so we are going to be back in a few hours, Jules, because we're going to have a look at the final.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get straight back onto the pod, What's It? And we'll talk about who has gone.
We will be here the second. Those bodies hit the ground. Yeah,
good news. So hey, thanks so much for joining us. We do appreciate it. And hey, look, we're going to see you very soon. So until then, keep listening, liking, subscribing, telling your friends, going on the Twitter, and just generally being amazing. Lots of love. Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I bought that quite a lot of times.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great apps up now and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author Elizabeth Gilbert about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.